Joining us now, he's an assistant golf professional out at Carnoustie, currently hosting some golf tournament.
Yeah, something, I don't
know. Just a little thing going on out there. Sean Fay joins us. Sean, what's going on this morning?
Not a lot. Just a normal day, guys.
just rolling people out to play left and right, aren't you?
Yeah. A few of them are quite good, though.
Well, I would say. Now you're just a young pup, but in your time, in the game of golf, and I'm sure you've had plenty of experience around the area of Carnoustie, have you ever seen conditions like this, firm and fast, in the way this golf course is playing?
You got it. Yeah, this is very, very unusual. Speaking to the guys that have been here a little bit longer than me, Hoy Lake 06 was the last time it played, I would say, this firm, and we had this prolonged period of no rain until yesterday morning. So, yeah, I think it's caused a few headaches with the guys definitely this week.
Well, the thing is, you've had some weird conditions, morning and afternoon changes, and scoring has remained fairly consistent. Could the USGA learn a little bit from you guys about how to, set up tees and pins to make it a little bit more fair day-to-day based on changing conditions?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of your listeners would have a few opinions on that. I think with an Open Championship, with Lynx Golf, and what the RNO tried to do is they really try and let the elements control the course setup. So it would have been pretty easy for us to put a load of water on the course and the build-up to the championship. But that's not really what the Open Championship is about. It's about this letting nature take its course and seeing what we end up with. And I think you'd all agree it's ended up pretty good so far, and it's looking like it's going to be a great weekend.
All right, so Sean, this golf course just doesn't end up looking like this overnight. So, did you get a chance to play it in these firm and fast conditions, and what was your impression of how the golf course played, different than maybe it would have played last year at this time?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Last time I played it was maybe 3 weeks ago, and it was definitely firm and fast then. Just very, very different to, like you say, how it usually played. This time last year, it would have been a lot softer. I don't think it would have been an easier task. It just would have been different. We know Carnoustie has got a reputation, Carnoustie, it's got this reputation of being one of the toughest, if not the toughest, on the rotor. So, whether it's soft or whether it's firm, I'm sure it affects the scoring a little bit, but it's a good test, whatever the weather.
Yeah, so, does it change your mindset? If I remember correctly, Carnoustie is, like you said, it's softer. You still want to hit it in the fairways. The bunkers are in play, but they're much less in play in terms of rollout. It's more, you carry it in there and you may get a 5 or 7 yard rollout and go in a bunker. So, is it a big change? It's a huge change in my mind of these guys all hitting irons off the tee, and it's all about how far it rolls out and where it rolls out to. And hitting a really good shot can sometimes turn into a bad shot because it goes into a bunker.
You're right. I think at the start of the week, there was half the field were going to play conservatively with irons, and we heard guys like Dustin and Brooks say they were going to hit a lot more drivers because they were just going to end up so far past the trouble. And worst case, if they were in the rough, because it's pretty playable this week, then they'd be okay. And I'm glad I wasn't on the show last week, guys, because my pick this week was going to be Dustin Johnson. Because I thought that plan of action was really going to work this week. And when I saw the leaderboard yesterday, in particular, someone like Zach Johnson, I thought, wow, how is no one picking this guy to win an Open Championship? Because, he's won one before. He has that strategic game plan. He's a great wedge player. He's a great putter. And he's obviously done the right preparation to get himself at the top of the leaderboard. So, yeah, I think going back to the point of the ball is rolling out a lot more, and sometimes it can seem that a good shot is punished. Again, that's Lynx Golf, and Tom Watson has said once he got to learn that and appreciate it and embraced it, then he started to win some pro jugs. So I think that's a pretty good attitude this week.
Well, it will be interesting to see how Zach Johnson plays this thing out, because, like you say, his game has always been well-suited for an Open Championship, but part of that is that he keeps the ball out of trouble, and there's just not as much trouble. Yep. Some of the nasty is gone from Carnasty right now, and these guys, like you say, they're hitting irons, and they're able to, you know, they can hit them further than Zach Johnson can. Already today, they're three rounds of 66 or better, including Justin Rose minus seven to get himself 59 points to the good on the leaderboard. You know, when you start looking at a course that's playing a little bit easier and might play easier throughout the day, where is the nasty in Carnasty? Tell me about some of the holes. I like carnage. Some guys like scoring. I like carnage. Where can I tune in to see some carnage?
Yeah, well, I think the real carnage is at the back end of the course.
Mm-hmm.
We know the finish 15, 16, 17, 18, the last three in particular. I think going down the stretch, we're going to see drama. We saw it in 07 with Harrington. We saw it in 99 with Landeveld. So those three holes, there's just 16 of the par three, you know, it's 250 yards. It's going to be blowing tomorrow. The forecast suggests it's going to be 20 mile an hour winds tomorrow. You know, that's going to make it a lot tougher test than it is today. 17, there's no real easy option there, because when you hit your tee shot into the landing area, you can't really gain anything. You know you're going to be going in with a longish club for the second shot. And if you hit it slightly left on that tee shot, then the Barry Burn is waiting just that little bit closer to you. So, And then 18, you know, anyone that's got a 1-2-3-shot lead come down the stretch, it doesn't matter. You know, that tee shot is so intimidating with out of bounds down the left, the Barry Burn down the right, Johnny Miller's bunker, you know, there's really, it just requires a great shot to get that ball in the fairway and another great shot to get it on the green. So, you know, I think those last four are the easy ones. Speaking to a lot of the players this week, Hogan Rally number six has given so many people headaches. You know, the brave shot is like Mr. Hogan did down the left-hand side, hit the driver, but that's, you know, 15, 20 yards wide, and no one really wants to lose the tournament on the sixth hole. So, you know, as far as par fives go, I think that most of the players are happy making five on that hole this week.
Again, we're talking with Carnoustie's assistant golf professional, Sean Fay, joining us. And, Sean, you made mention of, you know, what the wind's going to do tomorrow. Conditions still fairly benign today. If, you know, I'm assuming we're going to get a little breeze kick up this afternoon as things usually do. You know, in most places, the wind kind of picks up as the day goes on and then dies off, you know, early evening. How's this golf course, in your opinion, going to react, you know, later today as the leaders tee off and then, you know, into tomorrow afternoon? I mean, does somebody... If somebody, you know, I mean, Justin Rose, theoretically, shooting 7-under today, getting in at 4-under, he could be six, seven shots behind again going into tomorrow. Is the conditions going to be bad, you know, windy all day, or is it going to pick up as the day goes on? Could somebody post a number and sit back and watch?
I think as far as today goes, I think, you know, this is about as easy as Carnoustie plays. The wind may get up a little bit this afternoon, but the guys aren't going to have it much easier than they do today. So, you know, I wouldn't be too surprised if we see even the late starters go out and post a really good number. With the wind blowing tomorrow, who knows? Paul Lowry came from 10 shots back in 99. I think that would be asking a lot this year, but with 20-mile-an-hour winds, you know, anything can happen. So you're right. If someone shoots a score and maybe ties the lead early on tomorrow, we'll just have to wait and see. It's definitely that kind of course that lends itself to drama. And you can't really chase a score around Carnoustie. You know, you kind of have to be patient and let it all come to you. So if anyone starts to chase it, then I would suggest that they maybe don't do that.
Well, I think we might see Tiger Woods post his first subpar round on a weekend in the Open since 2007, over a decade ago was the last time he played a weekend round under par. So if he's ever going to do it, it's going to be today and get himself into the mix. We had a question earlier in the show about whether we would see a winner come from the smaller, shrinking pool of major champions who are in contention or somebody new. First, I guess I would ask, who are the locals really behind? I mean, you know, in terms of just creating buzz, who would people really go crazy to see in the mix on Sunday. And do you think that, our champion will be a past major champion winner or somebody that hasn't done it before?
That's a good question. I think Tommy Fleetwood, from the guys over here, is a name that's on everyone's lips. You know, he, in the last 18 months, he has been on a steep upward curve. He was, you know, European number one last year. And he's performed in majors. You know, he performed so well in the U.S. Open. He doesn't seem fazed by the big occasion. So I would definitely say the locals would be looking out for him and rooting for him. Tiger's a funny one, you know. I think any golfer out there, you know, whether you're a Tiger fan or not, if he shoots an under today, I think you're going to be rooting for him tomorrow, because there's just something about that guy when he's in contention that makes golf so much more exciting. and then I think guys like Ricky, Jordan, have all got a great shot as well. So at the moment, it's hard to say, isn't it? But we'll know a little bit more by this afternoon, whether the likes of Paparez, Xander Schauffele, whether they hang around or whether they disappear, what kind of leaderboard it's setting up with tomorrow.
All right, I know you didn't prognosticate good when you picked Dustin Johnson, so
you get a reprieve, you get a do over.
We're going to give you another
mulligan,
but I'm going to make it easier, but maybe harder. I don't know what's the winning number come Sunday afternoon.
The winning number is 11 under.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I think, sitting on the fence 10, but I think it could go to 11, yeah.
All right, well, one other quick one. Did Kevin Kisner really maybe blow the tournament? We hate to say it, on his 36th hole of the golf tournament, but his second shot on 18 yesterday with a two-shot lead, did that potentially blow the tournament for him?
No. I don't know. These guys are so good. They're good at putting bad shots like that behind them. And he's kind of like Zach Johnson in a way. You know, he's under the radar. He's a strategic player. He's not long at all. I saw he had 22 putts in his round yesterday. I mean, if that putter stays that hot, then he's going to have a great chance. So no, I'm not going to write off Kevin Kisner just yet.
All right. Well, Sean, man, we appreciate you coming on with us, and have a great rest of your Saturday and a great Sunday out there.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the Open. Thank you.